Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast with me Eka, your blind baby chick. Alright, it's been so long since I uploaded my last episode and I hope you guys are still here with me, are still waiting for my new episodes, and I hope I can, you know, I upload more regularly here in the podcast. Okay, and today I'm gonna talk about one of public service provided here in the healthcare center in my province, Bangka Belitung province. Okay, I mean like the service for people with disabilities. All right. Okay. Well, maybe some of you have already known that priority line is one of services provided for people with disabilities, right? For example, when they come to the health center, of course they can access the priority line, but unfortunately not all healthcare center have this kind of service. Okay, so some of my friends told me that no, there's no such service here in this public healthcare center and blah blah blah, so I have to get in line and things like that, and I have to wait for, you know, kind of long, you know, because there are a lot of people coming there. I mean, for blind people, I don't think it's a hard thing to do, right? We just need to get in line and yeah, just wait, because we don't have any problems with our physics, right? We just have a sensoric problem, which is our eyes, right? But for the rest, no, right? We can stand up, we can, you know, we can walk and things like that, right? But I think it's gonna be different when it comes to people with mental health issues, for example, people with anxiety disorder. For all I know, they tend to be anxious when they are in the crowded, when there are a lot of people around, right? They don't like being around, right? So I think it's gonna be more useful for people with mental health issues. I mean, like, all people with disabilities have rights to access the service, right? But I mean, like, specifically for people with mental health issue, they can actually, I mean, they really need the service, right? They really need the service. And I mean, like, if we don't provide the priority line, people with mental health issues might not come to the healthcare service, to the healthcare center, right? So it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. We have to make sure that they also have the access to the to health, right? So yeah, but thank God here in one of healthcare center close to my house in my province, in this region, they have this kind of priority line. You know, personally, I never access the priority line because I always come to the health center with my husband or with my family members. So yeah, they assist me, and I don't really think that I need the priority line service. So I just follow the rule, you know, like I get the ticket, get the numbers, and I get in line, wait for my turn and things like that, you know. And also, like, once a month I always go there to get my baby vaccinated. So yeah, I follow the regular rule. But my friends, my blind friends, they also quite often come to the healthcare center, and they told me that I always use the service, like I always access the priority line service, so it's all easy, they help me and blah blah blah. So it's nice, I guess, it's nice.